Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Former Vice President Mike Pence making his big announcement this morning on video.
I'm announcing I'm running for President of the United States. We can bring this country back. We can defend our nation and secure our border. We can revive our economy and put our nation back on a path to a balanced budget. Defend our liberties and give America a new beginning for life.
Former Vice President Pence on his video this morning. He will be the first vice president in modern history to take on his former running mate, Donald Trump, in the GOP race. Air quality alerts are taking effect in many states as the U.S. feels the effects of wildfires burning across Canada. Quebec's wildfire effects are bothering Americans in New York and New England, for example. Pope Francis is in the hospital.
Pope Francis is in hospital for surgery on his intestine, 2 years after he had 13 inches of his colon removed because of an inflammation and narrowing of his large intestine. The Pope, who is 86, will be put under general anesthetic and hospitalized for several days. He's undergoing what the Vatican says is a laparotomy and abdominal wall plastic surgery with prosthesis to treat a recurrent, painful and worsening constriction of the intestine. The statement adds Francis is suffering from a blocked laparoseal, which is a hernia that can form over a previous scar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police think the 19-year-old suspect in Tuesday's shooting in Richmond, Virginia, knew at least one of the victims. Two people were killed, five more wounded after a high school graduation ceremony. The suspect's in custody. An Air India plane flying from New Delhi to San Francisco landed in Russia after it developed an engine problem, say officials. 216 passengers on board. They will fly to San Francisco on a replacement aircraft tomorrow. This is AP News. Now to those classified documents and Donald Trump.
Federal prosecutors are using a grand jury in Florida as part of their investigation into the possible mishandling of classified documents at former President Donald Trump's Palm Beach property. It's not clear why prosecutors are using an additional grand jury, which was described to the Associated Press by a person who insisted on anonymity to discuss secret proceedings or which witnesses might be testifying before it. The grand jury is in addition to a separate panel that's been meeting in Washington for months to consider charges against Trump over the retention of hundreds of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and potential obstruction of the government's efforts to reclaim the records. The use of a different one in Florida suggests that prosecutors may also be eyeing at least some potential charges in that state. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Baseball interleague play. Marcus Simeon extended his hitting streak to 25 straight games as Texas wins over St. Louis 6-4. Rangers pitcher Jacob deGrom to undergo Tommy John surgery. Los Angeles Angels over the Chicago Cubs. Philadelphia down Detroit. Miami over Kansas City. Oakland down Pittsburgh. The A's end a 15-game road losing streak. Milwaukee over Baltimore and Seattle over San Diego. American League. Tampa's Luke Raley. 11 home runs this year in 46 games. The Rays win over Minnesota 7-0. Raley had just three in his entire career prior to this season.
It's hard to build confidence in the big leagues when you're not, you know, like more of an everyday guy and getting the consistent at-bats and stuff.
Toronto wins over Houston, Boston over Cleveland. The Chicago White Sox defeated the New York Yankees 3-2. Sox starting pitcher Lucas Giolito.
Coming into Yankee Stadium, definitely wanted to, you know, set the tone for this series. They were coming off a sweep. You want to keep that momentum going. So, you know, I'm glad that we were able to do that tonight.
Sox reliever Liam Hendricks got his first save since returning from cancer. Boston down Cleveland. National League, Atlanta over the New York Mets, Arizona top Washington. Cincinnati scored three in the ninth to complete a comeback over the LA Dodgers 9-8. San Francisco beat Colorado. The NBA Finals continue tonight with Miami playing host to Denver in Game 3. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A historic merger is set to reshape the global golf landscape after a year of controversy. Here's the AP's Gethin Kulbaugh.
The most disruptive year in golf is coming to an end. The PGA Tour and European Tour have agreed to a merger with Saudi Arabia's golf interests. They're creating a commercial operation designed to unify professional golf around the world. As part of the agreement, all sides are immediately dropping litigation involving LIV Golf. Still to be determined is how players who defected to LIV can return next year and what LIV Golf will look like going forward. The agreement combines the tour's commercial businesses and rights with those of the public investment fund. That includes LIV Golf. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Not many of the golfers were happy. Wesley Bryan said in a tweet, "I feel betrayed and will not be able to trust anyone within the corporate structure of the PGA Tour for a very long time." I'm Ed Donahue.
Curious about the weather? The Lee Weather Team hosts Across the Sky, a fast-paced weekly podcast that tackles hot topics and cold, plus what's trending in meteorology, science, and climate. Join Matt Holliner, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actor Cuba Gooding Jr. has settled a rape lawsuit just as his trial was set to start in New York. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Jury selection was about to begin when court records show Cuba Gooding Jr. settled accusations that he raped a woman in a New York City hotel in 2013. Gooding had said through his lawyers that the encounter was consensual. The woman remained anonymous, but a judge ruled last week she would have to reveal her name at trial. He also ruled that three other women could testify about alleged sexual assaults involving Gooding. The woman's lawsuit sought $6 million in damages. Gooding is known for films like Boys in the Hood and Jerry Maguire. The girl from Ipanema singer Astrid Gilberto has died at the age of 83, according to a family friend. Details were not given. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. And thin and young and love. Astrid Gilberto was the daughter of a musician and a linguistics professor. She knew just enough English to sing The Girl from Ipanema, which was already a hit in her native Brazil. The song sold more than 2 million copies and won the Grammy for Record of the Year in 1965. Gilberto claims she made no money from the record. She put out more than a dozen albums before retiring in 2002 to dedicate her time to animal rights activism and visual arts. Gilberto once said she was frustrated she was labeled a recluse simply because she stopped giving interviews.
Two Cleveland Browns defensive players were robbed at gunpoint by six masked men outside a downtown nightclub, according to police. Police redacted the names of the players in a field case report. However, a person familiar with the situation identified the players as cornerback Greg Newsom II and tackle Perrion Winfrey. The person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of the matter. According to police, one of the players was returning to his truck in a parking lot at 3:30 a.m. The Browns opened mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A climber from Norway has set a new goal to scale all 14 of the world's tallest peaks within 3 months. Kristen Harala has arrived in Kathmandu after climbing 8 peaks in 40 days.
If we do Manaslu now and then the 5 in Pakistan, we can do it in 3 months. So, yeah. So, yeah, 3 months is possible if we finish Manaslu now.
Harala wants to climb Mount Manaslu in Nepal next. One of the 5 peaks in Pakistan she talked about is K2, the second highest in the world.
Oh, we are very happy that we have made 8 and that we are safe and everyone is good. So we're very happy for that. But we still have one mountain, so... Let's see.
Harala is attempting to beat the 2019 record set by a male climber who scaled the 14 highest peaks in 189 days. She began in April by scaling Mount Shishapangma, followed by other peaks in China, as well as Nepal, including Mount Everest. I'm Ed Donahue.
Memorabilia from the TV shows Cheers and The Tonight Show were among the items sold at auction in Dallas over the weekend. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Heritage Auction says the bar featured on the TV show Cheers sold for $675,000, while the set from The Tonight Show featuring Johnny Carson went for $275,000. They were part of a collection amassed by a former comedy writer who gave up his dream of creating a museum to house them. The Batman and Robin costumes worn by Adam West and Burt Ward in the 1960s TV series Batman sold for $615,000. The living and dining rooms and stairwell from All in the Family sold for $125,000.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.